Hello.
My name is Gabriel, and I return a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requests this call?
This is me.
Okay. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
I'm starting to sign up for my unemployment.
Okay, you want to file an unemployment claim?
Yes, and I went online, but I couldn't do it last night. I don't know why it kept giving me an error message after I had completed everything online. I don't know what happened.
Okay, may I have your social security number?
421-314081.
Okay, that's 421-314081.
Yes.
Okay, have you worked in Alabama in the last 18 months?
No. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Have I worked in the last 18 months? Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, what's your first name?
Jason, last name Kelly, Kelley.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
11/23/79.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Okay, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I do not.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, did you serve on active duty in the United States
No.
Armed Forces? Okay, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Masters.
Okay. What's your mother's maiden name?
Vines Stein.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Okay, what's the state?
It's a Georgia license.
Okay.
Okay, do you need the number?
Yes, sir.
06. 000, that's 3 0s. 2967.
Okay, that's 06-000-2967.
Yes.
Okay, if you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card, which you prefer.
Probably direct deposit.
Okay, checking or savings.
Checking.
Okay, what's their routing number?
It's gonna be zero. Hold on, let me get it for you real quick. I'm pulling it up. I'm pulling it up. Router number 0631-00688.
Okay, that's 06-310-0688.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your account number?
390-000. That's, hold on, let me see how many zeros. Four zeros. That's 4 0s.
Okay.
31094. Again,
Okay,
that's
that.
39. Go ahead.
Okay, go. I was gonna repeat it back out to you. Okay,
Sure.
so that's 390-0031-094.
Yes.
Okay. What's your mailing address?
P.O. Box 552, Lafayette, Alabama 36862.
Okay, and you said Lafayette?
Lafayette.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
It's different.
Okay. What's your residence address?
208 7th Avenue Southeast, and that's in Lafayette, Alabama as well. Lafayette, Alabama 36862 as well.
Okay. So the residence address is 208 7th 207 Avenue Southeast. That's in Lafayette, Alabama, 36862.
Yes.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay. What's your telephone number?
706-461-5080.
Okay. Moment.
And what routing number you got?
And let me go back. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
The route number is 063-100-688.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity and file it for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following street addresses in Opelika have you ever lived or been associated with? 249 Leroy 418, 810 Morris Avenue, 229 Brandon Avenue, or 816 Floral Street, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Jacksonville State University, Miles College, University of North Alabama.
UNI.
Okay.
North Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
I have not.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay, when was the last day you worked?
It was around the 12th of November.
Okay, November the 12th?
I think 11 or 12th.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay, do you work for yourself or own a business or your corporate officer for a business?
No.
Okay, are you currently working solo on commission-based, or do you have a real estate license?
I do not.
Okay, are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Okay, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
I'm not.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving work's compensation due to work-related injury?
No, I'm not.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 40.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you to accept?
Around close to maybe $20, between $19 and
$20. Okay. And do you obtain work now through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. What was your job title?
I was a therapist.
Okay. Okay, what kind of therapist?
Substance abuse therapist.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what was the name of this job, the company name?
Alethea House. ALETHEIA.
Okay. And do you have a good phone number for this job?
Yes, hold on.
Okay.
It's going to be 205, area code 205-533-9261.
Okay, and when did you first start this job?
August 3rd, 2020.
Okay, and what city and state was the work performed in?
Opelika, Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working for this job?
I was terminated.
Okay, and why was you discharged?
Except for a violation of company policies, it says.
Okay. You go ahead, sir.
I said a bunch of nothing, lies, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay. What was the name and the title of the person who let you go?
I met with an executive team, so it was everybody was on the phone. It was a slew of people. Let's see. So I guess the HR manager. Yeah, I guess it would be. Sade Hendon. She's the HR manager.
Okay.
Sade Hendon. And that's the number I gave you, at 205 number.
Okay. And did they give you any warning for the same or similar act?
I have never been written up or nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
They fired me when I came back off of FMLA. I came back on FMLA on the 4th, and they fired me that next week. I worked 2-3 days, and then they fired me that next week.
Okay, and what was the date of your discharge?
The 11th, I think, or 12th.
Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being let go?
Well, it came without warning. So we had a meeting, and I had a meeting with them, a personnel meeting, on Thursday the 10th. And we finished that meeting, and then they had another meeting on the 11th. That's when I was terminated.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. Your four-digit PIN number is going to be 8179.
You said what now? Hey, what? I'm sorry.
Your four-digit PIN number is going to be 8179.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to read you the closing statements, and we'll be done.
8179 is the PIN.
Yes, sir.
Is that is it computer generated?
Okay, yes, sir. You'll be able to change this coming Sunday when you file your weekly certification.
Oh, that's fine. That's the last 2 digits of my social.
Social,
and the last
of your birth
two
year.
Of my year. Okay. Okay. Now, what about it now? So, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to read you the closing statements, and we'll be done.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Carisma application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Carisma application for the duration of your employment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log in on our website at Alabama Works.
Okay. .alabama.gov
and submit your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Okay. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week.
Okay.
If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification this coming Sunday with that four-digit PIN number I gave you.
8179, okay.
Yes, sir. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't. So, well, actually, I do. So, basically, you'll contact them, and then all of my mail will go to their P.O. box, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and you'll contact them, and what's the step that is if once you speak with HR, whatever at my job, and you all try to find out what transpired, right?
Yes, sir.
And then after that, a determination is made whether I'm approved or
yes, sir. But you have to keep filing your weekly certifications each week.
Oh, yeah, I will. And then after that, let's say if it is denied, and then I get a chance to file an appeal or something.
Yes, sir. It's on our website. You can go to labor.alabama.gov and file an appeal on the website.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.